I'm Matt Jackford, here with David Donathan, Artistic Director and Conductor of the Opus Chorale of West Virginia. And they've been doing a lot of interesting things lately, including the premiere of a Requiem, American premiere, right, of the Requiem by Kim Andre Arneson. David, why don't you tell us a little bit about that? And thanks for coming on the show, too.
Oh, well, thank you, Matt, for allowing me to come in and talk about this. Opus Chorale here in West Virginia had an incredible experience earlier this year when we were given the opportunity to premiere a new Requiem by a new young composer from Norway by the name of Kim Andre Arneson. The recordings that we're going to hear this afternoon have not been heard by anybody yet.
That's really cool.
These are raw and unedited recordings, so this will be the first play that they will receive here in the Mountain State. And the first thing we're going to hear is the first movement. It's entitled Requiem Aeternam, and the translation into English simply says, "Eternal rest give to them and let perpetual light shine on them." This is movement one of Kim Andre Arneson's Requiem and the American premiere concert, which took place at Christ Church United Methodist in Charleston, West Virginia, last April.
That was the first movement of Kim Andre Arneson's Requiem. And that movement was called Requiem Aeternum. And that was performed by the Opus Chorale of West Virginia, a group based out of Charleston, West Virginia. And with us today is the artistic director and conductor, David Donathan. That was beautiful. So we knew Opus Chorale was singing that, but where were the orchestra members from?
All the orchestra members were from the West Virginia Symphony. And as you listen to that, that was David Porter that was playing the trumpet. And on the solo violin that you heard in certain movements or certain parts of that movement, that was Jennifer Wood, who plays in the symphony.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, and so you got several of local musicians to come together and perform this. Mm-hmm. So Kim Andre Arneson, a Norwegian composer, how did you come about his music, and have you done anything else by him before you had done this?
Well, like so many other people, I heard a composition that he had written on television. He wrote a piece that was premiered in a Christmas special by the St. Olaf Choir. It was called Even When He Is Silent. And when I heard that a cappella piece, I immediately thought that the Opus Chorale had to do it. And so I ordered the piece. He didn't have anything published in this country at that time, so it had to come from an overseas publisher. So it took 2 or 3 weeks for us to get it. But now Kim's music is available through Santa Barbara Music out in California. And when I chose this piece and was then looking to choose music for future concerts, a lot of times I'll do Google searches or YouTube searches, and I came across this Requiem on YouTube, but it wasn't the whole Requiem. It was just short little excerpts that he had put on there as an advertisement. Mm. So I listened to it and immediately fell in love with it. I thought it was just fantastic. So I found his email address and emailed him and asked him where I could get the music for this. And he said that it wasn't in print yet.
Oh, wow.
And this was in August of 2014, and it had just been premiered in Norway in April of 2014. So a long story short, as our emails continued, we realized that this could be an opportunity to give an American premiere, which, you know, for any choral group is really just a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to do something like that. And so when he invited us to do that, we jumped on the opportunity to do it. And it has been an amazing ride ever since, because his music is quickly becoming very popular in the United States. His first anthem published in this country was by Santa Barbara Music. It was entitled Cradle Hymn. And last Christmas, that was Santa Barbara Music's highest or top seller for the Christmas season. So quickly becoming a well-known name.
And you all brought him in to attend the premiere.
We brought him in. We had him come in for the concert, all expenses paid. I mean, it was wonderful. It was a wonderful thing to have him there, because then he gave immediate feedback just as soon as we would work on a movement of it in the dress rehearsal. He was following along on the score, and he would say, take a little more time here, or don't take so much time here, and maybe just a little bit slower. I mean, it was just immediate feedback from the composer, which was just an incredible experience for me as well as for the group.
That's really cool, yeah. And there's all sorts of melodies and wonderful harmonies. Mm-hmm. What is it about Arneson's music that you find so attractive?
Too many contemporary composers today, I don't think know how to write a melody. And that's one of the things that catches me off guard sometimes with Kim's music, because his melodies can just be so, so simple, but yet so beautiful.
Yeah.
And that's something that I think a lot of composers don't do. They're too busy with kind of making it dissonant
texture,
or atonal, or whatever you want to call it. But Kim's music is just very melodic, as you heard in that movement. And in this next movement we're going to hear, it's the second movement of the Requiem, the Dies Irae, which translates basically as the day of wrath, that day will dissolve the world into ashes. It's a text that talks about the end of times, basically. And it's one of the ancient texts that are associated with the Requiem. This particular Requiem calls for, I think it's 24 or 25 percussion instruments, all played by three people. So all during the concert, you saw these three percussionists running around in the back trying to get to all the instruments that they were going to play. And this Dies Irae is like a tribal dance. You can see tribes dancing around the fires of hell when he was composing this. It's a wonderful piece here again with a wonderful melody, but lots of percussion. So let's give this second movement of the Requiem a listen.
Well, one thing I want to add, as Dave and I were talking in the break, this is actually, since nobody else has played, this is the first recording made of, the first American recording made of this piece. This is technically the American broadcast premiere of this recording.
It is. Nobody else has recorded this work yet. So nobody else has broadcast this work yet. So this is technically not only a first for here in West Virginia, but this is the first broadcast in the country of this particular piece.
Well, let's hear it. Dies Irae by Kim Andre Arneson, part of his Requiem. Dies Irae, part of Kim Andre Arneson's Requiem, performed by the Opus Chorale of West Virginia. And we're sitting here with the artistic director and conductor, David Donathan. How about that movement? That was not what I was expecting.
Oh, no, it's a wonderful movement, and it was a blast to conduct.
Yeah.
You know, but what's, like I said earlier, you know, called for 24 percussion instruments, and all through that, our three percussionists were Scott Milam and Scott Christian and Brandon Willard, and they were running around back there like crazy. There was all kinds of commotion trying to get to everything that they needed for that particular movement. But that's one of my favorites. And I say that with a grain of salt because a lot of times when I have been in choruses that have sung these large scale works like this, there's usually one movement that becomes my favorite. But in this particular Requiem, although I just said that about this Dies Irae, I'm not sure if that really is my favorite. Yeah. Because all of them stick with me. Yeah. So much. Maybe it was just because of the emotional attachment to giving the premiere, but every single one of these movements I could listen to and one day say, oh, well, that's my favorite movement. Then the next day it'll be, oh, no, that's my favorite movement. I mean, all of them, all eight movements are just incredible pieces of music and just incredibly written.
That's great to have all of the movements be of equal, you know, of excellence, you know, and such a high standard for Kim Andre Arneson to write like that.
And I mentioned that to the group one time in rehearsal, and they kind of all agreed with me. They couldn't decide which one would have been their favorite movement because they love them all.
Because they're all so good. They're all so well done. Yeah, absolutely. And that was premiered in April of this year, correct?
April 12th in 2014.
Yeah. Wow. And
2015,
And so J.W. Peppers actually made is making a promotional video out of this and including you all in this?
Yes. This is something was real exciting for us. When we announced that we were doing the American premiere, a gentleman by the name of Chris Titko called me and asked if he could come and video the Requiem performance, because J.W. Pepper does these things, these videos called The Inside Voice, and they are extended interviews with composers all across the country. And Chris Titko loves Kim Andre Arneson's music, and so he wanted to come and do an interview with Kim, and at the same time he interviewed me. They recorded the concert using a local company here, Dan Shreve at the Media Center, and from that they have created a 13-minute video that features the Opus Chorale, that features Kim, and then I'm interviewed for a short little bit in on that video as well. And this video is scheduled to be released this coming Wednesday.
Oh, okay.
And so as soon as it is released from Pepper, we're going to start spreading it around, because then this will put Kim and the Opus Chorale in the national spotlight again, because since we're featured in this video during this premiere recording, whenever they're advertising Kim's music and they use this video, we'll be advertised as well, I guess you could say. So it's pretty exciting. It's pretty humbled to be in that particular position, but yet being able to give this American premiere has just opened so many doors for us.
Yeah.
It's just really kind of exciting.
It's so interesting to hear you all coming together, J.W. Pepper, the Opus Chorale of West Virginia, coming together with a Norwegian composer. I mean, that's some international happenings here coming together right in Charleston.
Mm-hmm. It really is. And Kim's actually invited us to come to Norway. At some point, maybe next summer, maybe the summer after that. And I think there's a chance.
You better take him up on that.
I know, we will. And I think there's a chance that through the internet, Kim might be listening right now in Norway. So if he is, I just want to extend a hello to him from the Opus Chorale and hope that he's doing really well.
Yeah, well, let's. If he is listening, then we can go on to the next selection of his Requiem that you have.
This next one, the Pia Jesu, is a movement that is pretty common in all Requiem masses. It's usually one of the simplest pieces in the mass. The text, when translated from Latin to English, simply says, "Gentle Lord Jesus, grant them eternal rest." And there have been some wonderful Pia Jesus written over the years, and Kim's is no different. It is just so very simple. And the soloists on this particular movement are Noel Hardman, who is an elementary music teacher here in the Kanawha Valley. And the child soprano is Amelia Allen, who is a member of the Appalachian Children's Chorus. So this is movement 6, the Pia Jesu by Kim Andre Arneson, from his movement the Requiem.
Wow, beautiful. Pie Jesu, a movement of Kim Andre Arneson's Requiem, performed by the Opus Chorale of West Virginia. And here with me is their artistic director and conductor, David Donathan. What a beautiful movement that was.
Yeah, it really is. It's one of the simplest movements in the Requiem, but yet it can be the one that is the most powerful emotionally. I remember when we did this in April, I mean, there were people throughout the church with just tears streaming down their face. I mean, it just really touched so, so many people.
Yeah, I love the clarity of that movement and just being able to hear the voice just soaring above all this like soft, pale orchestration.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, Kim does a great job with orchestration. And I had someone tell me when they were at their dress rehearsal listening that Kim keeps his orchestrations underneath in the, as far as the texture goes. So you never, the choir never really has to compete with the orchestra. It's just so really, really well written. And, but anytime you're going to get a child soprano like Amelia, and she is singing so beautifully, I mean, it's just going to touch you. I mean, and usually those Pia Jesus call for boy sopranos over the years. So this time we had a girl soprano do it, and it was just as great.
Wow.
Just
and it was very powerful and very moving. So you all get to take this piece on the road. Is that true?
Yeah. We, as I said earlier, when we were given this opportunity to present this American premiere, it has opened up so many doors for us. And we did our concert in April, and in, I think, in June or July, Santa Barbara released the music in print. We read off PDF scores. We didn't have, you know, like something purchased from a publisher. We were reading off the copies that Kim sent us in PDF form. But it was printed by Santa Barbara, I think, in June or July. And there are several churches and choirs all across the country doing this here within the next 2 weeks, because it's a perfect piece to do for All Saints Sunday in the liturgical calendar, which is this coming Sunday, November 1st. And because of that, I've gotten emails from people all across the country who saw that we gave the American premiere, and they're asking my opinion about the work and what I think about it. And I'm always just giving glowing reports because I love this. Well, one of those calls or emails came from a gentleman by the name of Dr. James Meador, who is with Distinguished Concerts International in New York. And when he called and asked me about the Requiem and what my opinion was, I told him that I thought it was just fantastic and it has wonderful audience appeal. So he has decided to include that in their concert series for 2016-2017. So this is the next season. Mm-hmm. And so Opus is going to be traveling to New York in January of 2017. We received an invitation from this director of Distinguished Concerts International New York, and a personal recommendation from Kim to go and sing. So Opus is going to be joining with about 175 to 200 other voices that will come from choirs throughout the world, not just the country, but from throughout the world, to come together and sing this Requiem in Carnegie Hall in New York City.
That's awesome.
So we are really excited to receive that invitation. And this DCINY, as its acronym is, you have to be invited to come and sing in their concerts. And so we're really excited that we were picked to go and participate in this concert in January of 2017, not this coming January, but a year in January.
That's right. So, Opus Chorale, West Virginia, going up to New York and performing this Norwegian composer, Kim Andre Arnesen's Requiem. That's incredible.
And Kim will be there for that.
And he's coming in.
And he's coming in again. So we'll get to catch up with him and see him again.
Well, that's great. Well, let's hear this last selection from the Requiem. This is Sanctus, right?
Mm-hmm. This is the Sanctus, which is a part of a liturgy during the communion part of the service, which is Holy, Holy, Holy Lord, God of power and might. Heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. And when Kim composed this, he envisioned a procession, like you would see maybe in a biblical movie, or if you could imagine it back in biblical times when people were coming into Jerusalem on Palm Sunday. As you listen to this, it's got a lot of percussion. It's got a great kind of a marching, dancing kind of beat to it. But that's what he envisioned when he wrote this, was a Palm Sunday procession. Thank you.
Sanctus, a movement of Kim Andre Arneson's Requiem, performed by the Opus Chorale of West Virginia. And here with me talking about it is David Donathan, artistic director and conductor of the Opus Chorale of West Virginia. What was the feeling you got when you were sort of coming down the stretch there at the end of that premiere performance? Were you just feeling elated or...
Mm-hmm. I mean, my cheeks hurt. I was smiling so much all the time.
That's...
You know, it was just such a wonderful experience. And, to have the composer here, and even his girlfriend came along,
Eden,
nice. Eden Vinspool came along, and so my wife and I got to be their tour directors while they were here. So they went to the Capitol, and we did some running around town, and we were hoping to take him down to the New River Bridge or to Tamarack and Beckley, but time just didn't allow us do that, because it was a pretty busy weekend when he was here.
Right, you had the composer visit and everything.
Mm-hmm. And he loved the weather. It was an extremely warm time during that week in April, you know, coming from Norway.
Yeah.
You know, it was where it's just cold a lot longer during the year than it is here. The two of them just thought that they had gone to the beach or something, because they loved the warm weather while they were in Charleston.
Yeah, yeah. So. Well, it's great that he got a warm reception here in West Virginia. Mm-hmm. And your relationship with them is going to continue through a commission.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. We've been sharing emails with the invitation to do a commissioned anthem. And this is the first public announcement about this.
Right.
Opus is commissioning Kim to write an anthem in memory of Carol Ike, who was a local musician and teacher here in Charleston. Carol, for years, was the organist at First Presbyterian Church, and she taught out at West Virginia State University. And she served as the Opus accompanist for several years. And Carol passed away just 2 days after we gave this premiere concert. So any future recordings that we produce and sell will be in her memory. But as part of that, we decided that we're going to commission Kim to write an anthem. It's going to be a large anthem in what you would call the traditional Anglican style. It'll have a large organ part. The text will be based on Psalm 121. So it'll be about a 5 or 6 minute work that we're hoping to have in our hands by August of next year. Right now, Kim is under contract with a group out in Colorado who have him solely to compose for them for the next year. So once we get past that particular commitment that he has, then he will start working on this particular commissioning for us. So we're real excited about that. And it'll be one of the first times that he has written with anything with an organ accompaniment.
Okay.
He specializes in a cappella music, but when he and I were talking, he's going to take the style of Hubert H. Perry in the big Anglican tradition, and he's going to modernize it a little bit in his style and create this anthem. So we're real excited to be able to announce this commissioning, and it'll be up on our website and on our Facebook page here in the next day or two that we're going to be doing that.
Well, I'm sure our audience would love to go hear something like that and hear more of his music. And if you liked some of the pieces you heard just now, you all are eventually producing and putting and selling these recordings.
Right. Now that J.W. Pepper is releasing this video, we had to wait until they were finished before we could start really producing and promoting our recording of it. So our plan is to create a video, a DVD of the performance, as well as an audio CD recording. I'm hoping to get into the studio to start that editing here in the next week or so. And if we get everything lined out, we're also going to try to upload it to iTunes. So
great.
People, because last night after rehearsal, we were saying, we know as more and more people do this, they have to find a recording that they can practice with because there are none out there. So why not have ours be one of those ones that people will find
very
on iTunes?
Very good point. Yeah. You know?
And so here again, it's just opened up so many opportunities for us that we're just really excited about.
And if you don't want to wait for that recording, you can go see Opus live November 7th.
That's right. We have our fall concert coming up on November 7th. The title of the concert is From Darkness to Light, and light will play a significant role in this concert. A lot of the music will highlight the idea of light out of darkness, love out of hate, joy out of sorrow, you know, those kind of things. And I have to say, it was pretty challenging coming up with this concert list after doing this American premiere in April. I mean, I really struggled with what to come up with, but I think I've got some great selections planned for the group for our concert on November 7th at Christ Church here in Charleston.
And so the first we'll hear, these are a couple of recordings of your all's practice.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And we'll hear O Lux Beata.
Yes, this is, we recorded these next selections last night during our rehearsal. This first one is O Lux Beata by contemporary English composer Will Todd. And I apologize at the beginning here, because at the very end, you'll hear our church carillon ring, and I didn't go and turn it off before we did this recording. But it just proves that it was done live, so to speak. This is an unedited version of this. So this is O Lux Beata by Will Todd with Julie Janisch at the organ.
wonderful haunting bells there. At the
Yeah. Even my wife said before practice, you need to go turn the carillon off, and I forgot. And so
it kind of worked. It kind of sounded cool.
Yeah. So we did this late last night in our rehearsal, and I just didn't have the heart to ask him to do it one more time.
Yeah.
So I said, nope, we'll just make that one work.
No, it does. It works. Yeah. You know, and you got to think to the needs of the group, obviously.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So that was O Lux Beata by Will Todd from mm-hmm. England. Mm-hmm. And that's going to be on your concert on November 7th at 7 p.m. at CCUM.
That's right, at Christ Church United Methodist here in town. And that's the first piece. That's what we start the concert with on November 7th.
Okay, great. And then we also have another selection, Hail, Gladdening mm-hmm. Light. Correct?
This is by the English composer Charles Wood, who studied with Howells and Vaughan Williams. This is his double choir anthem, Hail, Gladdening Light.
Hail, Gladdening Light, a piece by Charles Wood, performed by the Opus Chorale of West Virginia, and I'm here with their artistic director and conductor, David Donathan. And it's been great to have you on the show this afternoon, and we really appreciate having you on.
Well, thanks. I appreciate being here. And again, I want to invite our listeners to come to our concert on November 7th. All of these last three recordings were done in the sanctuary of Christ Church here in Charleston. And as we go off the air, he's going to be playing a little bit of the Randall Thompson Alleluia, which is also in the concert because it's the 75th anniversary. So this is Opus that you hear underneath our voices here now.
That's right. November 7th, 7 p.m. at CCUM. Go see the Opus Chorale of West Virginia. They're doing some big things right here in West Virginia. Thank you again for tuning in to Classical Music on West Virginia Public Broadcasting. Stay tuned for Fresh Air here on WVPB Charleston, WVBY Beckley, WVBL Bluefield, WVBW Buckhannon, WVWV Huntington, WVP Martinsburg, WVPM Morgantown, WVPG Parkersburg, WVDS Petersburg, WVWS Webster Springs, and WVMP Wheeling.